true story of Michael Kenyon, the Illinois Enema Bandit. You may not be able to understand this too great, but I gotta tell you anyway. In the United States of America, for the past 10 years, a lonely little man has been perpetrating a series of horrible crimes directed against college-educated women, disguising himself with a ski mask and armed with a small revolver. Michael Kenyon would carry a briefcase into the homes of college-educated women in the Midwest. In the briefcase, he had a thermometer, some rope, his pistol, and an enema bag. He would break into the home, this is true, by the way, he would break into the homes of these college-educated women and, at gunpoint, force them to submit to a cosmically oriented internal rinse job. Yes, you know what that means, oh how cute. And to make matters worse, well, here's how we would do it. First, he would take the thermometer out of the briefcase, stick it in there, pull it out, read it, back in the briefcase, dash into the toilet with the bag. Take the hose, hold it up, turn a little thing on. Glug, 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 gurgle, 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 glug, glug. Pull it out. Out the door, and tell her not to call the cops for 5 minutes. Well, they caught him in December of 1975. Michael was arrested, tried, and convicted on 5 counts of armed robbery because apparently there is no law against giving a college-educated woman an enema. They arrested him because he robbed the ugly ones. And this is our story dedicated to him. Two.
Ooh. out of coal. That's you. And the judge would say, no poo-poo jokes. Ah! Then they'll drag in the bandit. We're all the sea. Say, don't move, baby. Hot soapy water in the first degree. And that bandit might say, I do believe they need it.